I want to start by responding to a question from 2 weeks ago.
我先回应两个星期以前提的一个问题。
Brother David asked about the death of Nadab and Abihu.
大卫问到那个亚比户跟纳达的死。
Because it says that they, these Levites offered strange fire is the word that's used.
因为那圣经上用的说他们献了凡火，用凡火献祭。
For the burnt offering.
他们本来是要献祭，结果他们用了凡火。
Another, some translations simply say unauthorized fire.
有的就把它翻译成就是没有经过就是正规的这个火。
And it tells us that God killed them.
神就有火从耶和华面前出来把他们烧灭了。
And Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord has said.
摩西就对亚伦说这就是耶和华所说。
Among those who are near me, I will be sanctified, made holy.
我在亲近我的人眼中，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣。
Before all the people, I will be glorified.
在众民面前我要得荣耀。
And Aaron held his peace.
然后亚伦就默然不语。
And so there's always been a question, what was this strange fire?
所以总是有问题说这个凡火就是不合耶和华吩咐的这个火是什么火。
And it came up last time as we were talking about the two views of worship.
上次呢我们谈到两种对敬拜两种不同的看法观点。
One rule or one approach that says, anything that is not forbidden in scripture is allowed in worship.
Not forbidden.
Right.
一种就是说只要圣经上没有禁止的那都可以。
The other approach says,
另外一种就是说
we can only do what is exactly commanded in scripture.
我们只能做圣经上所吩咐的。
But I told you, and I hope to come back to this today, is that throughout scripture we see flexibility in applying principles to our worship.
然后你看经文呢，其实我们可以看到其中是有弹性的，在我们应用这个原则的时候。
The principle remains, but how it's applied varies, and we'll talk about that a little bit.
原则是不变的，但是如何来应用呢，是会有一些变化的。
But this scripture from Numbers,
但是这个从
or Leviticus, I'm sorry,
从利未记来的记载这个纳达跟亚比户的这个例子。
What is this strange fire, this offering they offered that was not approved?
那他们这个凡火，这个不平常，这个也翻译成非圣之火。
He doesn't tell us.
圣经上没有。
And so I don't want to try to speculate.
所以我就不想在那儿猜。
I will say that later in the chapter,
但是在第十章的后边后半部分呢
as in this whole story,
就整个这个故事里边
God says to Aaron,
神对亚伦说
don't drink any wine or strong drink when you're going into the tent of meeting,
说你和你儿子进会幕的时候清酒浓酒都不可喝免得你们死亡
lest you die,
他说免得你们死亡。
And one common understanding of this chapter is that perhaps the two sons were drunk.
所以呢一个普遍的对这章的理解就是说这两个儿子有可能是喝醉了。
And they desecrated the offering.
所以呢他们就把本来要献祭的这个东西就是好像亵渎了。
They are punished.
所以他们就受罚。
And then God says to Aaron, to make sure this doesn't happen again, make sure you tell every priest, every Levite, don't drink before you offer the offering.
所以呢神就对亚伦说你要确定这个不要再发生对每一个祭司每一个立位人说不要再喝酒。
So, and it's still a good rule today for pastors, don't get drunk before you have to preach.
所以这对今天的牧者当然也是很好不要在你要讲道之前喝酒。
But as I was studying this chapter,
但是当我学习这这一章的时候
your question guided led me astray and astray and astray and astray. I ended up spending a whole day on this.
你的问题让我这样越走，最后花了一天的时间在研究这个问题。
Because there is a word that is very important.
因为在这个里面有一个很重要的词语。
And I had not known that it was in this chapter.
我就不知道是在这一章里面。
A word that appears a lot of other places.
这 方出现很多次。
And I think it says something very helpful to us about worship.
所以呢，这对我们理解敬拜，我觉得讲得很重要。
So I'm going to take a little detour in answering your question.
我就稍微偏题一点来回答这个问题。
The key to the whole chapter, I think, is verse 3.
我觉得这个章的这个关键词呢，这个让我们理解就是第三节。
He doesn't tell us what the fire, unauthorized fire is.
他没有告诉我们这个不合耶和华吩咐的这个火。
He doesn't tell us what they did wrong.
也没有这章也没有告诉我他们到底什么做错了。
But this is what he says.
但是呢，经文是这样说的。
God says, among those who are near me,
在亲近我的人中
，I will be sanctified.
在侍奉我的人中，我要显为圣。
I will be treated as holy. I will be lifted up as holy.
我要被就是高举起来，被称为圣，被显为圣。
And then, before all the people, I will be glorified.
然后在这里就神说，在众民面前，在所有的子民面前，我要得荣耀。
And that is the word that led me on a day's rabbit trail.
就那个词就是让我走偏了，去花了一天时间去研究的。
Because there is a Hebrew word.
因为这里有一个希伯来词语。
Kabod.
他说叫哈巴德。
That all through the Old Testament gets translated several different ways, but it is this.
他在旧约中被翻译成很多不同的词语，但他基本的意思是。
Hebrew did not have a lot of adverbs and adjectives, descriptive words.
希伯来词没有什么形容词跟那个副词，很多那个描述性的词语。
So it always uses concrete terms to express ideas.
所以它总是用这种很具体的词语来表达他们的观念。
And this word means
这个哈巴德这个
to make something heavy.
就是让这东西很重，很
be heavy.
让这个东西很重。
To have weight.
让这个东西呢不是轻飘飘的，而是有这个重量的。
And when it gets translated to glorify,
它就是被翻译成显为圣，就是说在这里我要得荣耀。
To give God weight.
换句这个词义就是说给神重量。
Was to recognize His importance.
就是认出来神的重要性。
Now here's where I think this whole section leads us.
那我觉得这整个一部分把我们带到哪儿呢？
Leviticus.
利未记。
God says, here is what Aaron's sons did wrong.
这就是亚伦的儿子在什么地方做错了呢？
They did not honor me. They did not give me my proper weight.
他们没有尊荣我，他们没有给我足够的这个重量，没有给我足够的重要性。
And one of the things that I think is terribly, terribly important about our worship.
我觉得对我们这个敬拜非常非常重要的一点就是
when we worship.
当我们敬拜的时候
God says I want you to make me holy
第一个神说你要使我显为圣
and I want you to glorify me
我想要你尊我使我要我得荣耀使我得荣耀
You missed it
I know I'm sorry
on my head Don't hit it while you're on my head
No.
I don't think that means a particular style
我不认为呢就意味着一体的一种特别的敬拜方式。
I have talked with traditional worship leaders.
我跟就是那种遵循传统的敬拜的这些带领敬拜的人
who will say, the way we honor and make God heavy, glorify him.
他说我们能够尊荣神让神显荣得荣耀的方式就是
is by worship that is very serious and profound.
就是非常那个很严肃的很肃穆的来敬拜神
It doesn't say that.
但是圣经上不是这么说的
But it does say
但是的确是说
that our worship must lift God up, honor him.
我们的敬拜是要尊荣神把神高举起来
So in Leviticus
所以在
that was what Aaron's sons did wrong.
那是亚伦的儿子什么地方就是做错了
I've talked to you in a different context about Numbers 20.
在民数记第二十章
God, Moses is leading the people through the wilderness.
摩西带领百姓经过旷野。
They are thirsty.
然后他们就口渴了。
And God says, speak to the rock.
and it will bring water.
神说你对磐石讲话，然后呢，让他磐石就流出水来。结果呢，摩西呢就打了磐石，然后水就出来了。但是神对摩西很生气。
And he says to Moses,
神对摩西说，
You will not be allowed into the promised land.
你们不能进到这个应许之地。
Because you did not obey me.
因为你没有顺从我。
And that whole story bothered me for years.
那个故事呢，很多年让我都很搅扰我。
Number one,
第一点呢，
this is the second time this has happened.
因为这是第二次了，这些百姓抱怨没水喝。
And the first time,
第一次呢，
God's command was strike the rock.
第一次神是告诉他你用那个杖击打磐石。
And I really felt sorry for Moses.
我真是为摩西感到为摩西难过呀。
40 years of putting up with this bunch of no good Israelites.
这个忍受这个天天这个抱怨不怎么样的以色列人忍受了40年。
He's in the desert, it's hot.
在这个沙漠地里面很热。
All these people are yelling and grumbling.
然后这些人又喊又抱怨的。
And he doesn't really think he just does what he did before.
他也摩西就没怎么想就照他以前那样的去做了。
Is there anyone who's ever got off on the wrong exit because that's how you always did it before?
有没有人就是高速上走错口了？因为你总是从那儿下，你就走错口了。大家举手。
No promised land for you.
糟了，你进不了应许之地了。
And that story bothered me a lot.
所以这个故事是很多年让我很搅扰，我就不明白。
And then a few years ago.
但是几年之前呢
？I was looking at the story.
我又看这个故事，这个记载。
然
后我又看这个记载，我就发现卡巴德这个词。
Here is what Moses did wrong.
摩西在什么地方做错了呢
？Moses said, or God said.
神对摩西说
，You did not lift me up.
神说你没有把我高举起来。
In the eyes of the people.
在众民面前，在以色列面前，你没有尊我。
You took the glory.That belonged to God. You see, when Moses starts talking to the rock, only those that are right close can see this.
你知道，如果摩西是吩咐磐石喝水的话，那只有他附近的人能听见，能看见。
But when he stands up and he says, "All right, you rebels,"
但是他站在那儿说，你们这些背叛的人呐
，I will bring water for you.
我要为你们使在磐石中流出水来吗？
And he lifts
然后他又举起来他的那个杖，
and he brings it down,
然后他又把它崩一下，
water gushes,
然后那个水就流出来了，
and everyone begins to cheer.
然后大家都开始欢呼。
And Moses feels important.
这时候摩西感觉自己多重要啊。然后神说了，
Moses,
摩西，
I didn't want you to feel very honored.
我不想你感觉你自己很被尊荣。
You were supposed.
你本来是被吩咐。你要尊荣我。
In worship.
在敬拜中尊我为圣。
It is a constant danger.
这是一个持续不断的一个危险。
I'm going to preach this morning.
今天早晨我待会儿会讲到。
And I'll be honest.
坦白的讲。
I want people to enjoy it.
我真的希望大家都很喜欢，都能享受。
I want to do a good job.
我想要讲到讲得很好。
I really don't want to look up there and half the people are asleep.
我可不想看着大家下边一半的人就在打瞌睡。
And after service,
然后在聚会完之后，然后那个Charlie就说。
I think the Lord was trying to humble you today, wasn't he?
我怎么看到怎么就说，我想很想让你学习谦卑，是不是
？I played for a church one time.
有一次我在一个教会里弹琴。
And after service, this old man said.
敬拜那个聚会完之后，有一位老先生过来说。
I think you must have chosen the music today that you liked because we didn't.
我想你肯定今天选的音乐是你喜欢的，因为我不喜欢。
It is natural.
就很自然而然的，我有本性。
To please the audience.
就是你在台上你就很自然而然的想要让下面那个观众坐的人的欢喜。
But the temptation and the danger.
但是这个危险跟这个试探就是。
That pleasing the audience. 你需要讨这个听众的欢喜。
Doing what I feel is a good job.
就做我自己觉得是一个好的工作。
Becomes more important.
比尊荣神变更重要。
Now that does not mean, and if you lead a cell group or do some kind of service, let me clarify.
但是先让我澄清，我不是说你就带领一个小组或者去一个服事。
That does not
mean
we do a lousy job so that we can be humble.
我们做一个很差劲的工作，然后就说哦，你看我都，然后让别人来指责我就很谦卑了。
Remember, we are giving a gift to God. It
must be our best. 我们是带着礼物来献给神的，我们要做我们最好的。
But the motivation must always remain to honor Him.
但是你的动机应该总是说我要尊荣神，而不是我们自己。
Let me move further.
让我们继续往前进。
First Samuel chapter 2.
到那个撒母耳记上第
二章。You see how David's story or question led me so far astray.
你看到大卫的问题让我已经想到撒母耳记了。
I led a pastor astray.
Eli.
这时候是以利。
His sons are doing the same thing as Aaron's sons. They are desecrating the offering.
这以利的两个儿子是恶人，他们跟亚伦的儿子做的是一样，他们就是亵渎神的这个圣物。
And Eli reprimands them.
然后以利呢就责备他们了。
But apparently he takes no concrete action to remove them from their position.
但是他却没有采取具体的步骤把这两个儿子从这个祭司的位置上给挪走，不让他们再做祭司。
And the prophet comes to Eli.
所以呢就有这个先知有神人来见以利对他说
Because you have lifted up,
因为你呢，你把你
儿子 you have honored,
因为你尊重你的儿子
you have given kabod,
你已经把这个重量给了你的儿子这个
to your sons above me,
尊重你的儿子过于尊重我
you will be judged,
你会受审判
Now, the first time I ever a few years ago looked at this word, it came from this place in Samuel.
我第一次看到喀巴德这个词是来自于撒母耳记的。
Because the writer of Samuel does this.
因为撒母耳作者是这么写的。
He gives us this wonderful and terrible word picture.
他给我们一个很棒的但是也很吓人的这样一个画面。
Eli's sons, it says,
以利的儿子说
are taking the fat of the offering.
他把那个献祭的时候里边的那个脂油都拿走了。
In that world was considered the best.
那个在那个时代那个脂油啊是认为是这个祭物中间最好的部分
and keeping it for themselves rather than burning it in the offering
本来是那个要烧了献给神的他们要把它自己留下来
they were holding the fat
他们就是把那个脂油给留下来
and God says no you were supposed to make me heavy not you heavy
但是神说你本来要让我得有重量让对我的而不是你自己变得很重
Then we go over two chapters.
然后我们再过两章。
God's judgment comes. The Philistines capture the Ark of the Covenant.
神的审判到了，约非利士人就把那个约柜掳走了。
And it says that Eli, when he heard the news,
当以利听到这个消息的时候
，he fell off of his stool.
他就从他的门旁就
往后。And he broke his neck.
他的就是折断颈项而死。
One of the great pictures in Scripture.
这是一个很
says he broke his neck because he was kabod.
说因为他的折断颈项而死因为他喀巴德就是说因为他的身体超重
he was heavy.
因为他很体重很重
and the writer of First Samuel, sorry,
撒母耳记的作者说
is giving us this contrast
看到没有他给了一个对比一个对比的
出现 he was supposed to make God heavy.
他本来应该让神得重量让神更尊重神
heMade his sons heavy. He was the power of their sin.
但是他把他的儿子的罪呢给遮盖起来，让他的儿子重。
He was self-indulgent and made himself heavy.
然后呢，他自己又自我就是放纵，就是沉浸在里边，让他自己的体重也很重，让他自己得重量。所以神就审判了以利。
And then the writer wraps the whole story up this way.
所以最后那个作者就这么总结的。
Eli's daughter-in-law.
然后以利的儿媳
is about to give birth
马上要生产了
when this terrible news comes
她听到了这个悲痛的消息这个
she goes into labor
然后她就要在生产的时候
she gives birth to a son
她就生了一个儿子
But she dies.
但是她就是那个难产死了。
And her last words are to give a name to her son.
她最后死的时候要给儿子一个名字。
Yeah, come on.
她就是 Really? Is this one?
Yeah, same word.
她这个以加伯就是那个喀巴德。
So they named him there.
The glory is gone.
就是说这个荣耀叫以加伯，这个是荣耀离开了。这个
you see how the writer is,
这个荣耀就是说重量离开以色列
了。
你看到这个作者是怎么来描述这个整个故事的吗
？Israel's spiritual leader，
以色列的这个属灵上的领袖
，is seeking the glory that belongs to God。
他把本来应该属于神的荣耀自己给夺取了。
And he leads a whole nation into trouble.
他把整个民族都带到都招致麻烦都给。
Because he does not honor God as he should.
因为他没有照着他应该做的来尊荣神。
Now, let me quickly move to the New Testament.
让我们很快的到新约里面。
Because in the New Testament,
在新约里
we change languages.
我们就这个语言就不同了跟旧约的语言不同了。
And so the word changes.
所以这个词也变了，这个加巴德、喀巴德这个词也变了。
And the word kavod in Hebrew becomes
喀巴德这个
doxa.
哦，这个喀巴德在希伯来词到中希腊文就变成这个，我们就中说什么祝颂 doxology 那个。
In Greek, and yes, doxology. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what I'm wanting you to see.
我想让大家看到的。
I apologize for the terms. I always tell my students, don't use Hebrew words, don't use Greek words. It doesn't matter. But I want you to see.
我本来给学生说你不要用希伯来词，不要用希腊文，这个不重要。但是现在我得让大家看到这个。
You remember when we first started this series on worship?
当我们刚开始讲到敬拜的时候。
I told you that in Romans 1,
在罗马书。
That whole terrible, sequence that leads to depraved minds and depraved behavior.
就是那一系列的最后导致这个堕落的思想跟堕落这个人怎么都败坏了这一系列。
Where Romans 1 ends with God, with Paul saying God gave them up to a debased mind to do things that should not be done.
这里写到说神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
And he describes the corrupt behavior, the corrupt desires.
他就讲到这个，就开始描述这些败坏了他们的情欲和败坏的心思意念。
But I told you that all of that goes back earlier in the sequence.
这一切是怎么发生的？这个顺序呢，就来自于
verse 21. They knew God, but they did not honor Him as God.
都来自于第二十一章二罗马书一章二十一节，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。第二十三节
，They exchanged the doxa, the glory of the immortal God，
将不能朽坏之神的他这个荣耀，就是 doxology， 就是那个荣耀颂的那个词
，for images，
把它变为偶像。
They gave to idols，
他们给这个偶像
the glory，
这个荣耀
that belongs。God.
这他们把本来应该给神的荣耀给了偶像。
And I told you that Paul says worshiping the wrong thing.
保罗说过，你敬拜这个错的是东西，错的对象。
Leads us
就会导致我们
in God's judgment to the depravity at the end of the chapter.
就导致你最后神要审判的这种败坏的行为，当你开始拜这个错误的对象的时候。
And the reason that is so important is this.
这之所以如此重要，就是因为
we think of Romans 1 in reverse.
我们常常是把这个罗马书第一章我们是倒过来想的，从后面开始。
We think if these people would quit doing these terrible sins.
我们觉得哦，如果这些人不再做这些犯这些可怕的罪。
They can worship God.
他们就可以敬拜神。
That's why Christians get much more outraged about social sins than they do about winning people to Christ.
所以这就是为什么很多基督徒他对这个社会上的这个罪呢，他们更加的好像激愤，而不是说把这个放在人。
They think we have to get them out of this sinful lifestyle so that we can get them saved.
我们觉得得先让他们脱离这个这个罪的这个生活方式，然后才能得救。
And Paul says, "No, you've got it backwards."
保罗说你把这个顺序搞颠倒了。
The reason they are in that sinful life.
他们之所以过那个有罪的生活。
Is because they are worshiping the wrong God.
是因为他们在敬拜假神，敬拜错误的神。
And that wrong worship.
那个错误的敬拜。
Has led to.
就导致他们。
The wrong lifestyle.
导致他们过这种罪恶的生活。
And so Paul said.
所以保罗说。
Get the worship right.
首先呢，你让这个敬拜是正确的。
Worship the right God.
所以你要敬拜真神。
Honor him, make him heavy.
你尊荣他，让他有重量。
And the rest of it will fall into place.
那你一旦这个做对了，别的就都对了。
But you worship the wrong God.
如果你敬拜的是一个错误的神，是假神。
And you're going to end up with the wrong kind of life.
那你最后的你的生活就是一个错误的生活，一团糟的生活。
And it seems to be the story of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu.
哪达跟亚比户的故事。
The story of Moses.
还有摩西的故事。
And the story of Eli.
还有以利的故事。
All say to us.
都对我们说。
If we worship the right God.
如果我们敬拜这个真神，敬拜正确的神。
In a dishonorable way.
但是去一个不尊荣他的方式来敬拜真神，正确的神。
Moses' case.
在摩西的。
In a way that honors us rather than him.
就是他让就是我们来敬，就是让自己尊荣，而不是尊荣神。
In Eli's case, in a way that gratifies our desires rather than his desires.
在以利呢，他的情况下，他想要满足自己的愿望、私欲，而不是神的心愿，所以最后就导致了把以色列整个民族都带偏。
Worship is important. How we worship is important.
我们如何敬拜也是很重要的。
Again, there is a danger.
但是这里也有一个危险。
And that is that we decide a certain style equals honoring God.
我们就会很容易决定说，就是某一种敬拜的风格或者方式，就等同于尊荣神。
Someone sent me a video clip this week.
有人这个星期给我送了一段视频。
They were very impressed with it.
他们就是觉得这个啊，他们很对这个。事情觉得很打动他们。
A pastor who is in a very, very traditional church.
一位牧师在一个很传统的教会里。
The friend who sent it to me is from that tradition.
然后那个送给我视频的这个朋友呢，也是从那个传统里。
And knows that I like traditional worship, so he thought I would be very thrilled with this pastor's remarks.
然后他就会觉得，他知道我喜欢这个传统的敬拜方式，他可能觉得我会很喜欢这个牧师的这个评语。牧师所说的。
The pastor comes out of the regulative tradition that I said, nothing that is, if it's not commanded in scripture, you're not allowed to do it.
那个牧师的背景，他是那种叫上个星期叫规管性原则，就是圣经上没有吩咐的，我们都不去做。
And so he starts his sermon.
所以他的在敬拜里，他讲到这个敬他。讲到敬拜的时候这么说。
Telling about visiting a contemporary church the previous week.
他就说在上个星期去看一个就是现代敬拜的一个教会。
And the first 5 minutes of his sermon is mocking how they did it.
然后呢他的这个敬拜的头5分钟就是在有点在嘲笑这个现代敬拜的他们是如何来敬拜的。
And my response to my friend who sent it to me.
所以给我送视频的这个朋友，我对他的回应就是
This is a sermon on how we must do only what is commanded in scripture.
他说他这个敬拜他的这个讲道是在讲说我们只应该做圣经上所吩咐的。
In our worship.
在我们的敬拜中。
Which verse tells us,
哪一句经文告诉我或者吩咐我们
to mock other believers who worship in a style different than ours?
在圣经上哪里有一句就是吩咐说你要去嘲笑或者去嘲讽那些跟我们敬拜方式不同的以另外一种方式来敬拜的经文吗？
Because I'm pretty sure it's not in there.
我很确定这不在经文里。
Honoring God in our worship.
在敬拜中尊荣神。
Is not tied to one style.
它并不等同于一种敬拜方式或者风格。
It starts with a heart.
它始于一个心，一颗心。
That honors God.
这颗心呢，是要尊荣神的心。
Now, I think style is important.
我当然觉得风格方式是很重要的。
But I don't think style is a black and white set of commands in Scripture.
但是我不觉得这个风格跟这个方式在圣经里就是一个黑白分明的一个一套这样的分格。
Style is affected by culture and what culture says about particular styles.
因为这个风格呢和这个方式呢，它是跟文化有关，跟这个。文化的
style changes over time.
然后这个风格这个方式也是随着时间它会改变。
Culture to culture.
从不同的即使在同一个时代不同的文化处境里边也不同。
I have a friend who's in Africa this morning.
我有一个朋友在今早他在那个非洲。
Flew over this week to teach a group of pastors.
他这个星期呢去飞到非洲在那边教学教课。
And he's from a very formal, traditional American church.
他是从一个很正式的、很传统的美国教会去的。
And he's not been there before, and I'm very excited to hear what he says about worship.
他从来没有去过非洲，那我就很想听他对敬拜是怎么看的。
Because I'm sure he's going to be like I was the first service.
我觉得他肯定会像我第一次在那个崇拜聚会里边我的那个反应。
He's going to be the only white guy in the building not dancing.
他是在那个里边唯一的一个不跳舞的那个白人。
But they are honoring God in their worship.
但是他们在他们的敬拜中尊荣神，神是这个敬拜的中心。
So it's not about style.
所以那个不是在于这个风格这个方式。
But I have been in services.
但是我也到过一些就是聚会中。
That tried to import that style.
他们想把这个风格
into a different cultural setting,
他们想把这个风格呢进口到输入到一个不同的文化处境中。
And frankly, it felt very artificial.
然后呢，这感觉就很
and did not feel like it was primarily about honoring God.
因为他们的主要的这个目的不是尊荣神。
So as you look at different ways of worship,
所以在你看不同的敬拜的这种敬拜的方式的
whether it's in our church or other churches,
不管是在我们教会还是在别的教会
have a generosity of spirit.
有一个这样一个比较慷慨的灵、这个、
I used to say to my students who were going to lead music in church,
我就对我的学生会在教会里边服侍的用音乐来服侍的
if over a month's time you love every song that you sing,
如果在一个月里边你喜欢
the style,
就是他们所唱的每一首歌那种每一种风格
You are probably not doing a very good job.
你可能做的不是如果你做的工作不是太好
Because you're expecting everyone in the church to love the exact same music that you love.
因为你在期待教会里面每个人都跟你一样喜欢同样的音乐
I said, so make sure you do some songs.
所以选一些歌曲
that you don't like very much.
你自己并不是很喜欢
But they say to the person who didn't go to college to study music.
所以这个歌的这个音乐呢可以对那些没有学过音乐的人对他们的心也说话
And then I have said to those people who love a style that is very informal and who, you know, isn't going to appeal to someone who studied music
然后我也对那些就是说没有就是喜欢那种很随意的风格的也不在意也不在意那种学过音乐的人们
When the choir sings something that you really don't understand why they're singing it,
当你诗班献唱一些歌曲是你不知道他们为什么要唱这个歌的时候
listen to the words,
你就听那个词
and realize they are honoring God with their song.
要知道他们用他们的歌曲来尊重神。
So be generous in our how we look at worship.
所以呢，要我们来看这个敬拜的时候，你要宽宏大量。
But keep the focus on honoring God.
但是呢，你的专注力是在尊荣神上。
Recognizing that it will look different in different settings.
要知道说，在不同的背景处境下，它看起来可能也会有不同，也是不同的。
Because the same principle will look different for different people.
因为同样的原则对不同的人可能看起来也是不同，表现出来也不同。我到过教会。
When it was time to pray,
当祷告要祷告的时候
，the pastor said,
牧师就说。
Everyone should bow on your knees.
每个人应该跪下来。
Because we are honoring God with our lives.
因为我们以我们的这个身体的姿势，以我们的谦卑来尊荣神。
What was their purpose?
那他们的目的是什么呢？是要尊荣神。
And how did they do it?
他们如何来做呢
？Bowing.
就是跪下来。
I've been in other churches.
我也到过别的教会。
When it was time to pray,
要祷告的时候呢
，the pastor quoted the verse.
那个牧师就
raise holy hands.
就选出来这个经文说，举起你的双手。
And so people stood.
所以人们站起来就举手。
Why were they doing it?
他们为什么这样做呢
？To honor God.
去尊荣神。
How were they doing it?
他们如何来做的
？Different than the first church.
其实第一个教会完全不同的。
In both cases,
在两种情况之下
the purpose has to be the same.
他们的目标都是一样的，他们的意就是要做的这个目标是一样的。
So have a generosity about the parts of worship that you don't understand or don't like.
所以呢，对于你不喜欢或者你不理解的这个一些敬拜的方式呢，有一个宽大的、宽宏大量的心态。
And something I have been thinking about recently.
最近我在想一个问题。
I really want some Sunday to how we worship, how to worship.
然后我真的希望有的那个主日，我讲到我可以讲到如何来敬拜。
One thing for me.
有一件事情，起码对我来讲是重要的。
When I go in a church, it's so foreign to me.
当我到一个教会，这个教会的敬拜对我来讲是很陌生的，很不喜。习惯的
that it's difficult for me.
也对我来讲是比较困难的
God has taught me to pray.
神就教我说要祷告
Right, I don't understand any of this.
神啊，我这些我都不明白 但是求你帮助我来敬拜你
And if I approach it that way,
如果我以那种方式来敬拜，来参加敬拜的话
An hour from now, some of you may need this sermon.
也许再过一个小时，你们其中有些人也要这样来做。
God,
神呐、啊、
，This preacher doesn't know a thing about what he's talking about.
哦，我觉得这个讲员好像都不知道他在讲什么。
But would you give me some truth?
但请你给我一些真理。我这样有祷告，
Not exactly those words.
不是同样的词。
But a while back, I was in a service, not here.
就是前一阵呢，不是在这里啊，我在一个参加一个聚会。
The pastor isn't very good.
这个牧师讲到不是特别好。
I was frustrated because he was taking a scripture and what he had to say had nothing to do with the verse.
因为这个牧师呢讲了一个找了一部经文，但是后来讲的跟经文完全不相关。然后我就在那儿，就心里面很不舒服，很挑。
At least tell us what the verse says. Don't just make it up.
然后就跟告诉我们这个经文在讲什么，不是在那儿自己编一些东西。
God,
然后我对神说神啊
I'm supposed to be here to worship you.
我到这里是要敬拜你求你帮助我来这样做
Would you speak to me?
求你对我说话
And he helped me to listen.
然后神就帮助我来听
And I still think that most of what he said was off the wall.
我仍然觉得他大部分讲的都是那个不着边际
And yet, partway through one sentence,
但是呢，经都讲了一半，突然里边有一句话，就打动我。我需要去在那个方面来实践，我需要记住那一点。
Ask God to help you to worship, even when it's in a setting that is uncomfortable.
即使是在一个不舒服的一个环境里边，求神帮助你能够来敬拜。
Because worship starts here.
因为呢，敬拜始于我们的心。
While I'm preaching this morning, if I see all of you bowing your heads and praying, I'll know what you're praying.
然后今天早上敬拜的时候，如果讲到的时候看到你们都低着头在祷告，我知道你们在祷告是吗
？Let me finish the little historical survey of worship with one more short picture of worship.
然后我们再来看这个教会历史中的敬拜。
We looked at the Reformation.
我们看过宗教改革时期的敬拜。
And out of the Reformation came a tradition called the free churches.
从这个宗教改革里边有一种敬拜就叫做自由教会的敬拜。
And I'm not going to go into the history of why they're called that.
我不会跟您讲这个为什么他们叫这个名字。
Free churches. Free churches.
Free. 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 No, not free.
自由教会。
And, but I want to look at it because it is the tradition that influences our tradition at PBCCC.
因为那个传统其实影响到我们这里的聚会，我们跟那个影响比较大。
They rejected the state control that was common in many of the Reformation countries.
他们拒绝了那时候在很多宗教改革时期那些就政府就是国家控制的这种形式。
And what separated them from the Lutheran tradition that we looked at last time?
我们上次跟那个路德会的传统，让他们跟路德会传统分开的一点就是
，They rejected any kind of fixed liturgy.
他们拒绝就是任何这种固定的这种礼仪、这种崇拜仪式。
And so for them, some important principles: preaching was the center of worship.
所以对他们来讲呢，有些原则。第一个呢，讲道是中心，是最重要的。
What did I tell you was the center of worship for the Middle Ages church?
在记不记得在中世纪敬拜的时候，那敬拜的中心是什么呢？你看。
Communion, the Lord's Supper.
就是圣餐在中世纪。
Everything revolved around that in the Middle
East.
In the Lutheran tradition, everything revolved around Scripture. That was the center.
在路德教教派中，所有的中心呢就是那个经文。
And that included both the sung and the read and the preached Scriptures.
然后就包括这个他们唱的诗歌，还有这个讲道，还有这种仪式。
In the free church,
但是在自由教会里呢
，preaching is it，
就是讲道。
Everything else is leading to that。
所有的这一切都是导致这个讲道。
In when I was a child, the churches I grew up in，
在我长大了的教会
，all of this was called the preliminaries。
前面都叫前序性序言，就前面。
In other words,
换句话说
stop getting us ready for,
就是让我们这前面一切都是准备，让我们预备进到这个讲道里边。
That comes out of this free church tradition.
这就是来自于自由教会的这个传统的情况。
Congregational participation was important.
然后会众的参与也是很重要的。
Usually there was no choir.
通常呢，他们是没有诗班的。
It was.The congregation's song
是这个会众一起唱的。
Prayer often included everyone praying together.
然后呢，祷告包括每个人都一起祷告。
And all of this was based on a strong emphasis on that doctrine I talked to you before, the priesthood of the believer. Every believer has access to God.
所有这一切都来自于这个教义，就是信徒接祭司，就是所有的信徒都可以直接到神面前来，都来自于这个。教义这样的信念
In many of the free churches,
在很多这个自由教会中
there was no kind of title for any deacons or elders. The pastor did not dress any differently than anyone else.
他们没有特别的给牧师啊长老执事给他们特别的头衔，也没有特别的衣着。
Everything was equal.
大家都是一样的，都是平等的。
3 years ago when I was in India, I preached in a church very much from this tradition.
那三年以前我在印度，他那个基本上就是这个自由教会的传统。
And as we were going, my driver said, "It is a real. You should feel very honored that you are preaching today."
然后那个司机就告诉我说，你应该今天讲到，你应该觉得自己是很被尊重。
And I, you know, I'm thinking about my sermon. I said, I am.
然后我就在想我的讲道，我说，哦，我是。
And I said, what do you mean?
然后我突然就问他，哎，你什么意思啊？
He said, in our church,
说在我们教会里
we never have a scheduled preacher.
我们从来不会就说程序上就预先计划好有谁来讲道。
They're a free church.
他们是自由教会。
There is no preacher.
所以呢，没有讲员，没有
牧场。Brothers and sisters,
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
And partway through the service,
然后呢，在这个敬拜到聚会到一半的时候呢，有时候
one of the brothers or one of the sisters stands up and says, "I have a word from the Lord."
然后就有一个人弟兄或者姐妹就站起来说，我有从神来的话语。
And that becomes the sermon for the day.
然后那个就变成那一天的这个讲道。
Might be three or four people, might be one.
也可能是三到四个人站起来，也可能是有一个人。
Said, you are very honored because last week,
因为都是你呀、啊，你很受重视啊，因为
上个星期
我们的长老就说
，You were coming with the word from the Lord.
说你要来，你带着神的话语来了。
It was scheduled.
这个排好了，竟然有程序，有时间表。
They are very much in that tradition.
所以呢，他们就是这个自由教会的传统。
Now. What do you see as the pluses for the free church tradition.
所以你看到这个自由教会它的益处，它的这个长处在哪里呢？
Richard 说，我觉得神是通过人讲话。然后呢，有人觉得这个他们圣经对他们说话，所以他们想要分享。
Okay.
你可以听到不同的意见。
You can hear different opinions from everyone. Yes. Participation.
所有人的这个大众的参与。
Okay. All right. I almost bought something in an auction one time like that.I coughed and it was a bid.
有一次他还买了一个东西叫竞价。
Anyone else?
有没有别的？
Do you see any dangers?
大家有没有看到这个危险？
Yeah. Could be misled by people?
有可能会误导人，你会这个大家。
When the doctrine of the priesthood of the believer is misunderstood,
当信徒阶级师的这个教义被误解的时候，
it leads us very much into this danger.
就像这种刚才讲的这种
not even necessarily deliberately,
甚至不是故意的，
maybe not someone lying deliberately.
不是有一个人他就故意的撒谎。
But none of us are infallible in our understanding.
在我们的理解中，我们没有人是完全。对神的声音，神的话语，我们是完全无误的，没有一个人是这样的。
And a misunderstanding of the priesthood of believers.
所以呢，你对信徒阶级式的这种误解
，says my understanding is just as valid as anyone else's.
所以我对这个理解呢，就跟别人的理解一样的有效。
And so there becomes no regulator.
所以就没有一
个规则。To warn me when my misunderstanding.My understanding goes wrong.
所以就没有一个规管规范的人，就是说，当你的如果理解有错误的话，没有人指出来。
And so that is a danger that comes in this tradition.
所以呢，这个就是从这个传统里出来的一种危险。
The Lutheran Reformation answer to that.
但是这个路德的这个宗教改革呢，就是有一个答案。
No one's word comes approaches this.This is the final word.
说神的这个圣经就是最终的话语，没有一个人的话。
If my understanding differs with the tradition of the church,
如果我对这个圣经的理解跟传统的理解是不同的
，I need to go back and revisit it.
我要或者跟大家的都完全不同的，我应该重新的来看。
When I was teaching college, the way I put that was this.
我在教大学的时候，我这样子来讲，这样子来讲。
You find something in the Bible,
如果你在圣经里发现什么东西
，that no one in 2,000 years has ever found,
这过去两千年都没人发现。
You are either a genius,
或者你是天才
，or wrong,
或者你就错了。
And you are not a genius,
但是你不是一个天才。
That was the Lutheran belief.
这就是那个路德派的信条，相信的。
That we as 21st century believers,
我们作为二十一世纪的信徒。
And when I say Luther, I'm referring to the whole Reformation.
我讲这个路德会是讲整个这个宗教改革体系。
We as 21st century believers,
作为二十一世纪的信徒。
Are following a long, long line of God's people.
我们在跟着，其实前面有很多神的这个前面的圣徒，前面的基督徒在前面，我们是跟着他们。我们也要听。我们要听他们的声音。
All right, so here is to wrap up.
所以呢，最后呢
，What I hope you walk away with this very quick survey of various worship traditions.
所以我知道大家对这个，我们很快的就是看了教会历史中不同的敬拜。
We looked at several.
我们看了好几种。
All of them have some strengths.
他们所有都有他们的长处，他们的强项。
Even, I think,
即使我是
the worship of the Middle Ages had some strengths.
即使中世纪的敬拜，我也觉得有它。
I love the sense of majesty.
我喜欢它那种威、那个威严、那种庄严的气氛。
But every tradition has some dangers.
但是每一种传统都有一些危险。
And so I hope that does two things when you worship.
所以我希望在你敬拜的时候，这有两件事可以帮助你。
I hope it gives you a sense of humility.
第一个呢，让你谦卑，有一种谦卑的态度。
That says,
就说
when something happens in worship that I don't personally like, it doesn't mean it's wrong.
当在敬拜中，如果有一些事情是我个人我不喜欢的，并不意味着那就是错的。
It just means
那就意味着
I don't personally like it.
我个人不喜欢。
And someone next to me.
但是我旁边的人。
That may be the part of the service where God speaks to them more than anywhere else.
也许就在那个部分，神特别对他的心说话。
And so I should have a humility.
所以我需要有一个谦卑的态度。
And secondly, I hope it gives you a gratitude.
第二点，我希望你有一个非常巨大的感恩的心。
That God who deserves a greater worship than any of us could ever bring him.
神配得我们所有人所能带来的任何的最好的敬拜。
Allows us to come into his presence.
他我们带着最好的敬拜其实都不配给神，但是神竟然允许我们到他面前来敬拜。
You see, let me go back to Leviticus 10.
让我们再回到利未记第十章。
Nadab and Abihu are judged because they dishonor God in their worship.
拿达跟亚比户被审判是因为他们在敬拜中他们没有尊荣神。
And so God reviews for Aaron the rules, the guidelines. This is how it must be done.
所以神就向亚伦就重申说你应该怎么样来敬拜。
And now we move forward.
现在我们继续往前看。
And the next priest goes in and he follows every rule that God gave.
另外下一个祭司他就是完全的遵照神所给的这些规则、这些规范、吩咐。
Question for you.
所以呢，给大家的问题。
Nadab and Abihu were judged because they did not follow God's guidelines.
拿达亚比户因为他们没有遵从神的吩咐，所以他们被审判了。
These priests do follow God.
但是这些祭司他们就跟从神的吩咐。
Is their worship?
是不是他们的敬拜
？How well they did it.
不管他们做的多好。
Does that earn God's favor?
那个是不是就让他们赚得赢得神的恩宠恩惠呢
？How well they did.
不管他们多小心的来做，这个答案是不是
？Because it is only God's grace，
只有神的恩典
，that even allows them to come in to worship。
只有是因为因着神的恩典，他们才能到神面前来敬拜。
It is only God's grace that stoops to say，
只有。
This is how you enter my presence.
这是神的恩典，神就是屈尊俯，就告诉他们说，这是你要这样的来到我面前。
And so we must never walk away thinking.
所以我们不应该离开敬拜就大说。
Wow, I did it right today.
就说哎呀，我今天做的多好，做的多棒。
I really prayed an awesome prayer.
我今天真的是祷告的很好。不是。
Whatever we do.
不管我们做了什么是要有一种带着一种谦卑的心态而带着一种谦卑感恩的心神啊神啊谢谢你竟然允许我来到你的面前我们大家都知道英国伊丽莎白女王二世过世了这周
And I saw this wonderful video
我就看到一个视频一个录像
An interview
就是一个对他的一个采访
several years ago,
很多年以前的一个采访
with the head of her security team,
就是他们的那个安全人员的一个采访那个人就是
being with her up at the, what is
就他的副会长
whatever it is, where her country palace.
然后呢他就说去跟着女王到了这个女王到这个乡间的这个宫殿
and they were out walking around,
然后大家就到处就是去在这个田野里走
and they come up to an American tourist
然后他们就到了看到一个美国的一个游客来参观了
who doesn't recognize the queen
他就没有认出来这是女王
and he says hi ma'am
他就说哎女士你好
he says are you from around here
他说你就在这个附近住吗
you live in there
说你住在这
no I live in London but I have a house across the hill that I
然后女王就说我住在伦敦但是我有个房子在山那边
He says, oh, have you been here a long time often?
然后这个美国人就说哎，你经常来这里吗
Yeah.
然后女王就说是
And he said, well, I heard the queen has a place here too.
然后这个游客就说哎，我听说女王在这儿也有个地方也有个房子
Have you ever met her?
他说你有没有见过女王了
And Queen Elizabeth said,
然后女王就说
No, I haven't.
我没有见过她。
And she points to her security guard.
她就对她的这个 警卫说
But he talks to her often.
他经常跟这个女王说话
And this American tourist gets all excited.
然后这个游客就好兴奋
He grabs his camera.
他就赶快拿出自己的这个照相机就把那个镜头给了你
Steps up next to the police.
他就给这个
take our picture.
他就让女王说他就让女王拿个那个照相机说让我跟这个警卫跟这个经常跟女王说话的人照个照片
The queen takes a picture of them together.
然后那个女王就给他们俩拍张照片
And then thisA tourist feels a little guilty about, you know, ignoring this lady.
然后这个游客就觉得有点不好意思啊，就是竟然就对这个女士都没有，好像忽略她。然后他就对那个警卫说
，Will you take a picture of me and my friend?
你要不要我跟我的朋友拍张照片
？So gets a picture with Queen Elizabeth.
然后他就跟女王一起拍张照片。
Goes away, never knowing who it is.
然后他就走了，都不知道自己跟女王合影。
And Queen Elizabeth says to her guard.
然后这个女王就对她的警卫说
I wish I could be in the room.
说我希望我能到一个房间里面。
When he goes back to America and he shows the picture,
然后他到了一个房间他到美国他给别人看的照片。
And someone recognizes me.
然后有人就看到照片就认出来说哦这是女王。
Tells him who I am.
告诉他我是谁。我就在想
We take worship.
我们带着敬拜。
Very lightly.
我们把敬拜看得很轻。
I wonder if sometimes God says.
我就想说，神有时候对我们说。
I don't know. Jesus said that.
就是耶稣说。
I wonder if they ever have any idea.
他们有没有这个概念？想到。
Who they're with.
他们是跟谁在一起
？They're worshiping.
他们是在跟谁在一起？在他们在跟谁在一起敬拜
？They're taking communion this morning.
今天早晨他们在领圣餐。
And they just.Kind of think it's some, you know, bread and juice.
他们就觉得这个就是面包。
Open up your package and eat.
就是面包啊，就是果汁，然后就这样打开吃了。
Jesus,
耶稣
，Do you ever think? Do you think they will ever figure out?
他们有没有想到
that I'm there?
我就在那场啊。
That they're actually in the room with me when they're doing this.
当他们这样做的时候，他们是跟我在一起。
I wish I could be in the room when they figure it out.
想到的时候希望知道是我在场。我们有一个难以想象的巨大的这种特权权益。那我们不能把这个看清。
Dear God, thank you that you invite us to worship.
亲爱的主，谢谢你邀请我们来敬拜。我们不配不值得这样。
We can never deserve.
我们从来也不能说就是赚得这个。但是你却欢迎我们到你的面前来。不要让我们把这个当成理所当然。在我们的敬拜中，让我们看到你。让我们真的经历你同在的这种奇，这种奇妙。让我们在今天来敬拜你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。